My take on the request is basically that for the first time we are seeing the government acknowledging that this Zimbabwe does not exist in a vacuum. Zimbabwe has to have a relationship with the international world, especially when you look at development issues. As a developing country, we may not have the adequate resources to cover all the things that we may want to do development-wise, but it's appreciated that the government has gone out of its way to really seek assistance, and it's applauded that this is a position that they've taken. When you look at issues of elections, the UN continues to play a critical role in elections around, specifically in developing countries. So any assistance from the UN would be appreciated assistance, because they have a track record of supporting elections that have really been conducted in a manner that was acceptable to the election stakeholders.
But some are saying this really must be humiliating for Zimbabwe, with all its resources, to go and beg money to run a general election.
True. It's a mockery if you look at it like that, because we are told that we are endowed with diamonds. We are endowed with a lot of resources. And then on the other hand, we find the same government that claims to be presiding over a huge mineral wealth goes around with a begging bowl.